Hello everyone, my name is Mr. Johnson, Head Teacher of Information Technology, and welcome to Episode 5 of Tumby Talks, the official podcast of Tuggerah Lake Secondary College, Tumbiomi Campus. Today's show is a special event, as we have some remarkable stories to share with our listeners, but we'll get to that very shortly. I want to personally thank everyone who has liked and subscribed to our podcast before we begin Episode 5. We appreciate your unwavering support. And I want to express my gratitude to all our subscribers who are from near and far for taking the time to listen to our podcast. Firstly, as always, I'll be joined by Miss Bate, our proud campus principal, to give us her best parts of the week, as well as what's coming up for us at Tumbiomi campus. Welcome, Miss Bate.
Thanks, Mr. Johnson.
What's coming up in the next few weeks for Tumbiomi campus?
Yeah, I can hardly believe it, but we're up to week 5 and 6 next week. And the first thing I'd like to mention is we have an amazing group of students and staff who are going out as part of the Duke of Edinburgh hike, and they're going to Mount Kosciuszko. So I'd like to wish them all the best, great weather, great time, and also making sure that they are kept safe. But that's a big thing, that to go on a hike so far away. And what else is coming up? We also have our year 7, 8 and 9 Clontarf Foundation. They're going to a camp at Nelson's Bay. So I don't think we've mentioned Clontarf program here before, but it's an amazing program we've adopted this year. And it's a program that helps young men to attend school, finish year 12 and enter employment as part of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. And they're amazing young people. We have both Brodie Naden and Bradley Bennett, who are outstanding role models. They use supportive relationships, they have a welcoming environment to their room, and they have a great range of activities that they use to help develop one another, to develop their self-esteem and their confidence, and just help them to be a part of our school, to be a part of employment and society in a positive way. So their camp will run from Wednesday the 13th through to Friday the 15th next week. I think we've mentioned, or we'll be mentioning later on in this episode, that Year 10 to 11 Transition Day over at the entrance campus will happen in Week 6 on a Tuesday. That's simply another part of our strengthening program to transition, and we love it. We love the fact that our Year 10 kids are really ready for the entrance campus, so it's a great opportunity to see them in that environment for their Stage 6.
Ready to thrive.
Ready to thrive. It's really quite heartwarming. Also too, on that week, on the Thursday the 21st, the Geelong Fest performance will be at the Dolphin Theatre, which is at the entrance campus, and that will commence at 5 p.m.
Now, for those listeners who don't know, what is Geelong Fest?
Geelong Fest is an annual festival that celebrates Aboriginal culture and reconciliation across the school community. It's really held in conjunction with, approval of, and hosted, maybe is the best word to say, with Kurrawa Local AECG, and in partnership with Tuggerah Lakes Learning Community and the Terrigal Learning Alliance. And the afternoon, starting at 5 p.m, really showcases the amazing talents of our students across the local area, with performances and artworks on display.
Thank you very much.
Something
not a problem at all.
That's coming up in week 8 that is definitely worth a mention, something that I'm looking forward to. We'll hold a student-led conference for our student leaders. Our student leaders here are so passionate. They're passionate about ensuring that their student voice is heard in the planning and the structure of our school. So we will have a day where we will work with them to look at the frameworks that we've selected, understand why, get an opportunity to hear their voice, and really make sure that their legacy continues on at Tumbiomi campus.
Sounds like a fantastic program.
It will be. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
As always, Miss Bate, thank you very much for coming on today.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you have an excellent end to this week, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back to Tumby Talks. And today we are incredibly lucky to have Miss Carpenter Salmon, our careers advisor, with us today to let us know about some things that are happening in the next few weeks here at Tumbiyumbi campus. So, Miss Carpenter Salmon, what's on your first list of things that we need to talk about today?
Good morning, Mr. Johnson. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I'm really excited to have the opportunity to reach out to everyone. We have a fair few big events happening this term. So first of all, for Year 10, transition continues. Excitedly, they have orientation day over at the entrance campus, and that will be in week 6 on the Tuesday. So that's the 19th of November. And this is going to be an incredible day for these students. They're going to get to meet teachers that they will have next year in their classes. They'll find out about what life at the entrance campus is really about. And the entrance campus are amazing hosts on the day. And I know from experience that the students are really going to have a great time and they'll feel very welcome and very prepared to start Year 11 in 2025.
I know some of my Year 10 students are very excited to be going over to the entrance campus, and they're looking forward to their orientation day. So it's going to be a great event.
Amazing.
As always. And then after that, we've got some excursions that are coming up later in term 4.
Yes. I'm really excited about these opportunities. So in week 7, on the Wednesday, which is the 27th of November, we're actually taking a group of 50 students in Year 10 down to Macquarie University. So it's an experience day where we are going to find out what university life is really like. We're going to talk with current students, we're going to talk with current teachers, and really just get a feel for what being on that campus is going to be like. So that excursion is actually full. And, you know, if any spots open up, I'll certainly advertise that and let people know, as I know it's a pretty popular experience.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And a big part of the careers journey here at Tumbiyumbi campus, of course, is work experience. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about work experience here at Tumbiyumbi campus?
Oh, absolutely. I'm such an advocate for all students who are aged 14 and above looking out for any opportunities to undertake work experience while they're in middle school. I think it's a really great opportunity before you have the demands of Year 11 and 12 to really get out and experience what daily life in different careers can truly be like. I'm really proud of the Tumbi Campus program. Our program is really flexible, and essentially students who have been able to organise an opportunity, perhaps they've had a conversation with a company, and that company has agreed to take them on. Students can therefore set up work experience in a way that is suitable for the family, for the student, and for the company. So they could perhaps go out for a week at a time to get a snapshot of what a week in that particular industry would be like. Alternately, students could go out the same day each week across an entire term, perhaps even 2 days a week as they start to get into Year 10. And I can really see the students who come back from work experience and you know, they find it such a valuable thing to do. You know, they've had to get up early in the morning. They've had to talk with customers. They've had to, you know, deal with employers, and they've learnt new skills all in a very short time. And for most students, it really is an opportunity to say yes or no to whether or not they'd like to pursue that particular career or industry in the future. It's such a valuable experience.
And some fortunate students actually get to get some part-time work out of it too, don't they?
Absolutely. And most of our apprenticeships and traineeships eventuate from work experience.
So that's an added benefit to going out on work experience. And work experience is one of those fantastic things that every school should promote a lot further, but here at Tumbiyumbi campus, it's one of our best programs that we have, and we're very proud of our work experience program. If anyone would like to find out about any additional careers information, how can they find out about that in particular?
Absolutely. So at our school, I have two locations where students can usually find me. So I am in staff room one, and round the back of staff room one, I have a careers window, and students are welcome to come and knock anytime if they have any questions. I'm also lucky enough to have a careers hub. So that's a room that I work out of, and we run a lot of our careers programs out of that. And that's located at B19 at the top of B block. And look, parents and students are more than welcome to email me at any time and set up a meeting. Students and parents can call the school and set up a meeting that way as well.
Okay, fantastic. All right, on behalf of everyone here at Tumbiyamwi Campus, I would like to personally thank you for everything that you do in the career space for all of our students. And thank you very much for coming on the podcast today and letting us know about things that are coming up.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, welcome back to Tumbi Talks. And we're very excited to be joined by Mr. Yong and some students from the Japanese elective to give us a report about the fantastic Japan excursion that they have just returned from. They're going to be giving us an insight into what the Japan excursion means to the school and especially the students that were part of it. So, over to you guys.
Hi everyone, I'm Mr. Yong, and today I'm with my four Japanese students, and they are...
I'm Caden.
I'm Layla.
I'm Jaden.
And I'm Grace.
And today we're here to talk about our Japan trip. So in the holidays in term three, we went to Japan with 20 students and four teachers for 11 days. And it was an amazing experience, not just for the students, but also the teachers. For the first 5 days, we basically visited our sister school in Kashima, Wakayama Prefecture. And the students actually did 4 nights of homestay, which was something very new for them. And we're going to talk about that first. So I guess, does anyone want to talk about their experience doing the homestay?
So with my experience, I was staying in a more traditional home, and we had a temple and a traditional Japanese room that we stayed in. My experience wasn't as modern, like, so in the home, experience being more the traditional stuff, and we took part in a Buddhist ceremony in the temple one night, and yeah, we just hung as a family in the house.
Thank you, Jaden. So yeah, Jaden actually scored himself a very unique experience. His host father, was it? Owns a temple. So he got to experience something that not a lot of tourists or students would normally get to. Over to Layla. She's going to talk about what her homestay experience was like.
My experience was really great. We did a lot of great things. One afternoon, we went shopping with my host sister. And luckily for me, my host sister's birthday was on one of the days, so we got to celebrate that with her. We just made takoyaki, and yeah, it was really great. The school experience was even better. I enjoyed hanging out with the Japanese students and just creating new friendships along the way.
Thanks, Layla. What about you, Caden?
My host stay was very, very nice. It was very unique to see how people live in Japan and just experience that. Very good.
What was your host brother like?
He was very cool from what I could tell. He was a little bit shy, but it was really nice to see what it was like to live over there and how they...
Thanks, Jaden. What about you, Grace?
My homestay experience was very eye-opening because my dad was a farmer, so my house was like not into the city as much, and it was out where like the mountains were. So from my bedroom window... It was a really pretty view, and one of the days we went to karaoke, and that was so much fun because we had our own little booth, and yeah, and school was amazing.
Thank you, Grace. What would you find the most difficult part about doing the homestay?
The communication was probably the hardest part just because of the language barrier, but it was easy to get through it because... We have Google Translate, and people were understanding of why we couldn't understand them.
Yeah, I agree. The communication part was really difficult because we are still learning Japanese, and obviously they are fluent. So unfortunately for me as well, my family was very limited in their English speaking abilities, so it made it quite hard, but I did manage, and it was also a good learning experience to actually experience what native speakers are like. So
I was very fortunate in the fact that my family was quite good at English, and I think the hardest part was probably eating, because I don't really like seafood, and in their culture seafood is a major part of what they consume.
Yeah, no, the language barrier was definitely quite challenging when we were in Japan, but yeah, no, it was almost like a bit of a fun challenge. It was like almost like a constant game of charades, trying to work out what the other person was trying to say. I quite enjoyed that, to be quite fair.
Yep. Did you guys experience any cultural shock or any something that unusual that you find that you'll remember forever?
Probably the bathrooms at the school, because some of them were just holes in the ground. They had a, I don't know what to call it. It was just a hole in the ground. So that was fun.
I just wanted to clarify, expand on that it's not just a hole in the ground. There's a proper plumbing system. And yeah, there's also modern toilets in Japan other than the traditional type. Anything else? What about, are you still in contact with your host family?
Yeah, I talked to my host sister and all of the friends I made in Kashima High School almost every day. We communicate on what we're doing throughout our days, but also how we've been and what we're getting up to in the next few couple of weeks.
Yeah, I still talk to my host family too, and all the people and friends I made in Kashima High School, and my host brother also for 3 of the nights had his best friend come over and stay with us, and he joined in on activities and was sleeping there, and it was really fun, and I still talk to him to this day as well, and we're just all really good friends now.
I talked to my host sister a little bit, but she mainly messages Jaden. I don't know why. But anyway. But that's okay, because I do have some of the other students from Kashima on Snapchat that I talk to more regularly.
Yeah, I also just on occasion message my host sister and just other people I met at Kashima High School.
Yep. So after the 4 nights of doing a homestay and visiting the sister school, we went to Osaka to stay for 5 nights on our own, and we got to explore different locations. Including Hiroshima, Nara, Osaka, and Kyoto. And also Universal Studios of Japan. So does anyone want to talk about which location was their favorite and what we did?
I really enjoyed Universal Studios because of the rides and the food. And we went on the Flying Dinosaur a couple times, and we went into a Harry Potter World, which was amazing because they had the full Harry Potter castle. And we also went into Mario World onto the Mario ride, which you could drive yourself, which some people that I was with weren't that good at driving. And then we also went on Hollywood Dream, and the backdrop, which is Hollywood Dream, but backwards. And because we went in October, they had their Halloween event on, and there were zombies at nighttime that were walking around the streets, and there was also a haunted house, that an experience.
Thanks, Grace. I personally enjoyed Universal Studios as well, even though I've been to the one in Japan 5 times. And at the time, when we went in October, besides the Halloween event, they also had a special collaboration with Pokemon, Demon Slayer. So there was a lot of things to do and look at. I personally spent a lot of money. And yeah, Jaden?
My favorite place was probably Hiroshima, where we visited the bomb dome and a lot of the memorials and like the museum that's there. And it was really just a realization of the actual tragedy that happened and to actually see the aftermath and whatnot have happened there. And then in the museum, they had like the video of when the bomb landed and the impact, and it was really, like, you could see how it was really bad. And then at the end of that, we went to another island that we took a ferry to, and it had really beautiful places, and it had a giant torii gate that when the sun went down, it was really beautiful with the sunset. And it's also one of the deer islands, so there was heaps of deer on that island with beautiful shops and anything that you can really only get in Hiroshima, and it was just really great to see.
We also went to Kyoto when we were in Japan, and it was very, very beautiful there. A lot of the shrines and temples there is just amazing, really. I'm just reflecting over it now. Just all the sights was breathtaking. When we were there, I was very fortunate. My group, we found a nice restaurant, and it had a beautiful view of a garden with like little statues and things. It was beautiful. Truly.
I really enjoyed Nara. We saw lots of deer, and we visited the Great Buddha Temple, which was a really great experience to see. The deer were really cute, and we visited a heap of different places that day. Nara was probably my favourite day.
Besides the Universal Studios, I personally enjoyed. I also enjoyed going to Kyoto, like what Kaden mentioned. We visited a lot of traditional sites, for example, the Kiyomizu-dera and the Thousand Torii Gate. And in the past, I've visited all those locations in autumn when there were a lot of autumn leaves, and it was very beautiful. So I would recommend everyone to go there in Japan sometime in the future during the autumn time. So that was our trip to Japan, and it was an amazing experience for everyone. And I'm glad I got to, I was given the opportunity to organize such a one-in-a-lifetime event, excursion.
Well, thank you very much, everyone, for coming in to tell us about your wonderful excursion. And I'm really quite jealous of all the things that you got to do, which sounds absolutely amazing. I'm sure it goes without saying you'd like to thank Mr. Yong for all of his help and all of his guidance over in Japan as well. So on behalf of the entire campus, Mr. Yong, thank you very much for everything you've done, and thank you very much for coming on to tell us about your journey. Okay, welcome back to Tumby Talks, and we are very lucky to be able to welcome Mr. Carlson and the Duke of Ed students today to talk about the Duke of Edinburgh program, and especially the signature excursion, the Duke of Ed hike. Welcome, everyone, and let's start sharing your story.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I'm here joined with an absolute all-star team. I've got Zali Dunn, Talia Goy, Zoe Pete, and Edie O'Sullivan. So these students are all in Year 9 and have just started on their Duke of Ed program this year. So they've been working on logging hours in voluntary work, physical activity, and working on a skill. And I just want to throw it over to Edie quickly. Edie, what's it been like working on your skill? What have you been doing? What's it been like?
It's been good. For my skill, I've been doing cake decorating. I've been doing birthday cakes for my family and, yep. And, yeah, it's been good.
That's awesome. So as well as our students working on their skill for the program, we also have been doing, in week two, we did a practice hike, and this is all in preparation for our adventure journey, which we'll talk about soon. But for our practice hike, we went along the Great North Walk from Hornsby to Cowan. On night one, we stayed at Crosslands Campground, and night two, we stayed at Ridgetop. So I might ask Zali, what were some highlights for you from the practice hike, and who were some people that stood out to you?
Some highlights for me from the practice hike would have been when we made it to the campsite each night, and they were just the funnest times always when we made there, set up our tents, and we were all just playing games. We made up this new frisbee game, and yeah, it was just the most funnest time.
Cool. So Talia, how did you feel each night when we got to the campsite, and then how did you feel when you got home as well?
Yeah, like Zali said, it was a pretty fun time getting to the campsite. Everyone helped out each other setting up the tents and everything, and it was fun cooking dinner together. We also played lots of games, and the vibes were still high even though we were really tired. But it was really sad when we got home, and yeah.
Yeah, Tali, did you have anyone that stood out to you?
Yeah, there was a few people that stood out to me. Some of the teachers were really good, and Cameron, our school captain, he was really helpful, like pushing us through, and yeah.
Zali, did you have anyone that stood out to you?
Yeah, I'd say about the same as Talia. Yeah, Cameron, in Year 10, our school captain, just walking on the hike, going up the hard parts of the walk, and he was always just there pushing me through, making me to the top. And yeah, just teachers, Carlson, Wilson, always there helping out, making sure we're all right, and yeah.
So what did you guys get out of this experience?
This whole experience was just, yeah, something I never thought I'd do, and it was, yeah, it was really good and made me, yeah, feel really achieved once it was done, and lifelong memories were made, and I'll always remember it.
It was really great to get to know people you wouldn't normally talk to and to challenge yourself. And I got a lot of great like hiking and camping knowledge from it as well, seeing as like I've never hiked before and a lot of people haven't as well.
Overall, it was just a really rewarding experience.
Awesome. So that was our practice hike. Next week, we actually leave on our adventure journey, which is the culmination of the practice hikes and all these hours being logged. So this is the major component of qualifying for the Duke of Ed, our Bronze and Silver Awards. So on Sunday, we'll be leaving for Island Bend Campground in Kosciuszko National Park. And for the following 3 days, we'll be completing 8 hours of hiking. Weather permitting, we'll summit some of Australia's tallest mountains, Kosciuszko and Mount Twynham, and we'll see some of the most spectacular scenery that Australia has to offer. So Zoe, what are some things that you're looking forward to on our Kosciuszko trip?
I'm really looking forward to doing all the different hikes and seeing what they all look like, having a look at the landscapes and, you know, getting to know people more.
Yeah, and what about you, Zali?
I'm looking forward to seeing all the beautiful views as we walk along, and just really excited from our previous hikes, made me more keen and excited to do the bigger hike and achieve it all.
Awesome. And Zali, what is this trip something that you would have considered doing before you started the Duke of Ed program?
Yes and no. I was really keen to do it, and then I actually backed out of it for a bit and then came back in, and it was at the end of it, I'm so grateful that I did it, and yeah, I'm so happy that I end up deciding it and to do it, and it was such a good experience.
And Talia, how are you feeling about summiting two of Australia's tallest mountains?
Yeah, I'm really excited to push myself to my limits, and I think everyone is really excited as well, but also getting to look at different sceneries and see what the views are like.
Awesome. Edie, what are you hoping to get out of this experience? Yeah, and what about you, Zoe? What are you hoping to get out of the experience, Zoe?
It's going to be like really great, like finally like completing the hike and being ready for silver next year. Oh, and summiting both the mountains and, you know, like actually doing something that gives me such a great sense of achievement.
Perfect. So Zali, why should someone join the program if they're currently unsure? What would you say to them? Where should they go?
If you're thinking about doing Duke of Ed, you should definitely consider doing it. Even if you think that you're not prepared or you're not going to be able to achieve it, because at the end of the day, it's always a great experience, and there's always so many students and teachers that are there helping you and are by your side the whole way, and they'll always be there to support you, and it's such a good experience, and you'll remember it always.
Yeah, and what about you, Talia?
Like Zali said, I've made so many memories from this experience, and they should go see Mr. Halu, Mr. Carlson, Southern, Wilson, anyone of those teachers that will help you get into the program, and I reckon you guys should all do it.
Yeah, and what about you, Zoe?
Duke of Ed is a challenge, but it's definitely worth it. It's really great, like, trying something new that you wouldn't normally, and, like, if you're not sure whether you want to do it, like, it's really great to talk to someone who's done it before and get it straight from them.
Yeah, and what about you, Edie?
It's a really great experience because, like, you learn heaps of new skills too, like setting up a tent and, like, using the changer and stuff, and, yeah, you should definitely do it.
Perfect. Does anyone have any last comments that they want to say?
Yes, I do. I just want to say thank you to all the teachers a part of this program, putting their time and effort in. There's lots of planning that goes into it, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, same goes for me. A big thank you to everyone, all the students that are helping and all the teachers, especially Carlson for everything he did on the hike, always helping people, giving him all his food, water, helping people with their injuries, and was always there just for everyone.
Thank you so much for all the teachers taking time out of, you know, their week to do the hike with us and, you know, really motivate us along the way.
Yeah, we're so grateful and, like, yeah, we can't wait for the Kosciuszko trip.
Yeah, perfect. These guys have been incredible. This is their first time part of the Duke of Ed program and we've had so much fun. We can't wait for our adventure journey next week and I can't wait to read through Edie's scrapbook.
Let's go!
All right, thank you everyone for coming on to Tummy Talks today and letting everyone know about your journey in the Duke of Ed program. It sounds like a fantastic experience. And good luck to you all on your Mount Kosciuszko hike. And we'll have you all back on later on the year for an update. So good luck, everyone. Before we finish today, just a reminder to all students to keep attending class, keep doing all the right things in class and earning your Tumby Triumphs to spend at the faculty shops. Every day is a different faculty shop to buy from. And the geckos from the Kappa faculty are extremely popular. So get in early when you're for them. And that concludes the episode for today. Please remember to subscribe if you like this episode. Forward it to a friend who might find it helpful or fun to listen to. We're so grateful for your support. Keep pushing the limits of what is possible. Remain inspired and remain intrigued until the next time. We appreciate your time and we'll see you next in the upcoming Tummy Talks episode. Take care, everyone. Bye for now. We're breaking all the rules, alright. Heartbeats fast.